Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com, and welcome to today's episode. Today I want to talk about how to get back on track. Because I know that it's a common thing when you're really trying to lose weight, or you're one of those people that tends to have to watch their weight, or you've had a lot of yo-yo dieting issues in the past, or I think it's a common trend with yo-yo dieters. So what I mean by yo-yo dieters, pretty much for people whose weight fluctuates. And that's really what I used to be like. And I really understand what changed that reality for me, and also how to shift that if I feel that kind of energy of yo-yo dieting coming back. So I'm going to share with you today what I do to get myself back on track, and what I think that people should do when they're prone to this yo-yo dieting tendency. So they eat really well and then they eat really bad, or they binge, or they go through phases in life where they just can't get back on track, and they feel this sense of, if only I could get back on track, then I would be happy, then I would feel lighter in my body, my clothes would fit nicer, I'd feel more confident, etc., etc. Like, we all know that feeling when we're like, oh damn it, like, when I'm on track, I feel so much better, I feel I have more energy, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like whatever is the typical thing that goes on. It's very, very common, and I want to talk about that today, and I want to give you some tips to get back on track using my law of attraction based techniques. So I'm really excited to help you with that today. And just so you know, I'm back on Instagram now, so you can continue to follow my stories where I share my life and more weight loss tips, and also my posts as well. So that's on Instagram at No Diet Babe. So anyway, you guys, let's talk about how to get back on track. So let's talk specifically about when you're following. You might be following a plan, you might be counting macros, you might just have done, like, been eating quite well, and then all of a sudden it's like that elastic band that I talk about. So when you've been dieting, or when you've had a certain energy about the way you eat, but it's coming from a really forceful place, it's kind of like a slingshot that you're pulling back, and then one day it just lets go, and then you can't control yourself, and it feels really, really uncomfortable because you start eating a lot, your body starts to feel more bloated, you start to perhaps like have difficulty with your bowels like being regular or whatever, because you feel like things are just bloated and you just feel uncomfortable, you feel like heavy. Right? And your clothes start feeling tighter, you start noticing that you're heavier, you're bloated, etc. And you're like, damn it, like, How do I just get back on track? I want to undo this, right? And that's usually what we do, is then we try and backtrack and we try and undo it. Now, to a certain extent, I feel that this perpetuates that cycle. There are certain instances, like when I've been in flow and when I've been in alignment, where I can intuitively feel into not being as hungry because I've eaten a lot the few days prior. But it's not from a place of forcing. It's just from a genuine feeling. And it's because I've been connected to my body and I've genuinely not felt as hungry as a byproduct of having had more food the days prior. But it hasn't been necessarily about my weight, more so than it has been actually connecting to my hunger and finding that it was different. Now, that concept might be very foreign to those of you that are dieters because you're operating from a different perception. So from your perspective, it's quite like I'm a freaking alien and that I can actually trust my hunger. And I get what you mean, because I can actually revert back to this, or like I have been at that in the past. And that's because of the dieting mentality. And that's because there's this sense of, when you get that dieting energy, it's this sense of, I can't have that. I need to take that away and I can never get enough of it. Like, how can I trust my hunger when I'm always wanting things I shouldn't want? I'm always wanting too much, etc., etc. And that's really important, because that perception isn't you. It's actually not your fault, or it's not your biological hunger, because that's the part of you that you feel like you can't trust, and that you just feel like if you'd let go, you'd just become this beast of like a whale that just eats whatever they want kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, okay. So there's a difference on one end of like indulging in everything from an emotional eating perspective. Then yes, you will gain weight because you're just emotionally eating. You're not actually dealing with the situation. But there's a part of you that can be trusted, and that's just tapping into that genuine hunger, and that takes some time to find. And yeah, so I'm going to talk about that kind of today, because it's like when you've been off track, when you've had a period of dieting, a lot of the time that's when you'll find it difficult to quote unquote get back on track kind of thing. You'll feel this contrast. And pretty much when this happens to me, it's because I've chosen something that didn't really fit in with me, or I've changed things too drastically, or the energy in which I'm operating from is not good, or I'm suffering emotionally and I'm feeling the need to turn to food. Okay, so let's talk about these few different things. So like getting back on track pretty much needs to be coming from a place of love. So like I always say, like with law of attraction, it's not the action necessarily, but it's the energy in which you are in your thoughts and feelings and beliefs, okay? Because what I notice with myself, when I get back on track, I've gotten off track because I've been disconnected from myself. And generally that happens if I choose to change something without remaining intuitive and without remaining connected to myself. So that can happen when you're trying to use something outside of yourself. So when you're following a meal plan, or you could be counting macros, that kind of thing. And that can be done if you're still connected with yourself. But this is a skill, and this is something that requires some practice to do properly. But when you do it from a place of like forcefulness, you kind of disconnect from your body because you're prioritizing what the meal plan or the whatever tells you to do, rather than feeling into what you need intuitively. And the other thing that can happen is that you just change things too drastically, and then your body has this thing where it flips out and it tries to it tries to like undo everything. I mean, not undo everything. It's more like I find with myself that if I change things too drastically, my hunger hormones go out of whack. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing, Barbara? Like, we're hungry. And then I'll just have this monster appetite, which I've talked about with in past episodes, which happened to me when I went to Bali the last couple of times. And the temperature adjustment made my appetite go smaller. And then when I came back, I had a bit of a rebound binge, which made my weight fluctuate a bit. And yeah, that's how I get back on track, is exactly what I'm telling you right now. So similar to what I said in the last episode about how to cope with a binge, it's like when you get off track, depending on where your energy's at, like I was saying, when you're in alignment, you can make different decisions. So it's actually different. But what I'm talking about today is when you need to get back on track and you're not in alignment, okay? Because this is where I find most people are when they're getting off track. Because when you're in alignment, you can make decisions from a place of more of a discipline energy, okay? So this is what I've talked about before when I've talked about discipline. Discipline can be applied when you're already in alignment. And when you're already in alignment, it feels like the natural next step. It feels good to be like, yeah, okay, like I shouldn't indulge in this and I should do something else and I should blah 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 blah, you know, like that's discipline from that energy of love because you're already in alignment. But when you're not in alignment and you suddenly have this, like whether it's binge eating, sometimes it's not binge eating, sometimes it's just frequent snacking, and you feel like you're off track and you know that you're gaining weight. Like you can feel it. You can tell because you feel puffier, you feel heavier, that kind of thing. Yeah, you know you're off track. In these instances, and when you're fragile like this, like your tendency, like you're reactive. So you notice that you tell yourself that you're going to do better, but then you don't. So you're very reactive from an emotional eating standpoint, meaning that your intentions don't align with your actions. That usually means that there's a payoff emotionally to eating. So just kind of say that again in a way to make you, I want you to really understand what I mean by that. It's like when you have an intention to do something or to eat a certain way and your actions don't align with that intention, okay? So meaning you sabotage yourself. It means that there's an emotional payoff to you not sticking to the intention. And that usually means that you're an emotional eater or you're just in a place of emotionally eating, right? Because I can go in and out of being in a place where I emotionally eat and not being in a place where I emotionally eat, right? It's not one or the, like it can switch back and forth depending on what's going on sometimes. And so it's like, okay, so then you've got to realize that there's a payoff. Like what's going on in your life right now where you feel the need to escape or life feels hard or you genuinely like have an overall heaviness around your life and it feels hard not to think about your weight and food and food, like weight and food basically, and having cravings, having constant snacking or not having too many sweets, etc., etc. So yeah, there's a payoff to that. It's like you've got to figure out the payoff. And to overcome this, it's not going to be as simple as you just saying, I'm going to do better, right? Because you know that you tend to still self-sabotage and then you get angry and upset with yourself because you think, oh, like why am I such a broken human being? Like why can't I just do this? I have no willpower, I have no discipline and blah, blah, blah. And what I want you to realize is that it's not about that. It's just about the energy in which you're in right now. And from a law of attraction perspective, the best thing you can do is shift your energy rather than trying to change the actions. So even Abraham Hicks says, you got to warm up your energy before you take action. And what it means by this is when you're off track eating wise and you start gaining weight, you're likely in a very irritated energy. And what I mean by this is you feel uncomfortable, and you'll stress about your body. You'll stress about your clothes. You'll stress about other people perceiving you differently. You'll feel not as good in your body. You just won't want to flaunt it. Like, you'll just feel not good enough in some sort of way because you feel like you're a bit heavier or like you're just not on track. Things aren't right and your clothes are tighter, right? Now, when you're in this place, you're not in a good energy. Yeah, you're just not in a good energy to take the right action. Now, let's go back to law of attraction basics. Like attracts like, right? If you're in a place where you're not satisfied with the way you eat, you're still going to be taking action in a way that manifests more dissatisfaction with the way you eat, right? So to get back on track, you have to shift the energy around what you currently do. You have to warm up the energy before you take action. So this is where people get screwed up, because sometimes initially you continue to gain weight. And then when you have this belief that weight gain is like constant, and once you fuck up, you gain weight, it just gains a lot of momentum, and then you're this person that does gain weight easily when you eat certain foods. Okay, but this can be shifted. It just takes time to gain momentum in that not being true, and for you to be able to have certain meals, situations, like when you go out to eat or have functions, you got to just gradually shift that belief, and then the actual outcome will be different. But in terms of getting back on track, it's like you have to warm the energy first. You cannot go from this place of hating yourself into a place of back on track. It just doesn't work that way. It's going to backfire again and again and again until you shift your energy. And a lot of the time, this just starts with you accepting where you are, accepting the fact that perhaps you're going through a hard time right now and you're going to gain weight if you're an emotional eater and that's where you're at right now. Like, just accept. Or like accept if the worst happens that you're still going to be okay, kind of thing. Like, it's what it means is like surrendering. That's what I mean. Like, you have to surrender. You have to stop having so many high expectations. You got to lower your standards in a way, because it's like you're usually what I mean by lowering your standards. Maybe that's not the right word. What I mean is your standard is usually perfection. And perfection is actually the lowest standard you can have. And so it's not actually lowering your standard, I guess. It's kind of raising it from this black and white thinking to having gray areas. Because oh my freaking goodness, so many people have such black and white thinking in every aspect of their lives. Like, I notice it. And a lot of those people also have a weight issue. And it's not a coincidence, because black and white thinking in other areas will manifest into the way they eat as well. And then it's like this black and white thinking really ties into that perfectionism thinking. And then it's usually these perfectionists that have the most trouble with their weight, because this standard and this place that they're trying to seek doesn't actually exist. And so it's actually the lowest standard that you can have. So in terms of having to change the way you perceive things, meaning if your idea of being on track is being perfect around food or being very rigid, then you have to change that. You have to start making it okay for you to overeat in this situation right now. And what I mean by that is, generally for me, if I get off track, let's say for example, I get off track and I, like I said, when I came back from Bali and I had some days where I just felt out of control And I was craving foods that I wouldn't usually crave. And I just went with it. For a few days, I just kind of went with it. I was like, okay, I'm not going to stop fighting this, because right now I can feel in my energy that resisting this is just going to cause it to persist. And so I just went with it and shifted my energy around the situation to make it okay. Once I shifted my energy around the situation, I started being in a position where I could change my actions. And then suddenly making better choices around food just became easier. That is the power of manifestation. And you have to understand this, that when you need to get back on track, you need to focus on shifting your energy first before you start pushing action, right? Because when you're in a fragile place, especially after a binge, the last thing you want to be doing is pushing action. The other thing that I said in the last episode as well, the last thing that you want to be doing is weighing yourself or being super strict around anything. It's like, yes, I encourage setting certain boundaries to try and help you out of emotional eating. So that's something that I teach in the academy, is how to set boundaries. So yes, there are certain things that I do that help me get back on track, right? But as a foundation, you have to start to shift your energy, and like that sense of warming up energy, that means you have to make what you're currently doing okay. You have to accept where you're currently at and then go from there, because when your mood, your emotions, your energy are in this place of I'm not doing well, you will attract more situations where you are not doing well. Okay, so that's really important to understand how our minds work and how that turns into our actions. Yeah, so even though initially you might gain weight in doing that, I'm not gonna lie, if I do that, I sometimes just have a bit of short-term weight gain. But it's like, once you're there, you're there. You've already dug yourself a ditch. Like, I feel like you've just got to surrender and go with it, and then you'll like be fine. And it's kind of part of that dieting stuff. It's honestly part of the dieting stuff that happens. When you come from that energy of dieting, that's usually the quickest way to gain weight. And I feel like once you've already restricted in that way, you kind of, a lot of the time I notice people have to let loose and they will gain a little bit initially, because I don't know what it is, like if it's what goes up must come down kind of thing. But when you've been a strict dieter, I definitely, when I started learning more about intuitive eating and I started being a little bit, I was still trying to find my feet, I gained weight initially. And it's kind of similar to also like when I learned about manifesting money and I learned about abundance, and when I was feeling into abundance, I started spending more money kind of thing. It's kind of a similar thing. Until you can really navigate yourself and find that energy, and then it kind of just all aligns. Like, it's like that with money, I feel as well. Then the spending isn't, you don't have to be guilty about the spending, because sometimes it somehow all ends up working out. Does that make sense? It's kind of like with food, it's like you don't feel like you're restricting yourself. It just kind of all ends up working out because your beliefs then start to align and your actions align and everything just starts working out kind of thing. So it's very, very similar. And like I always say, like manifestation is universal. So the spiritual principles are very similar for money and weight and relationships and everything. So it's all kind of the same situation. And I notice the similarities between all of these things. So basically, yeah, it's like you have to, in order to get back on track, you have to understand that it's a process. You have to understand that you need gentleness, you need kindness, and you need to find what your unmet needs are. Like, what do you need that you're not getting if you're not able to control your actions in that situation, if you keep on sabotaging with food? Yeah, because that's always coming from a core thing of you're not getting a certain need met, and that needs to be the priority, not you trying to control the actions that you're taking and push yourself to be disciplined. Yeah, because you can only be more disciplined if you're getting certain needs met. Otherwise, you haven't got the energy. You're not aligned enough to be disciplined. And sometimes setting boundaries and doing what I teach in the academy can help you gain some momentum. Yes, sometimes taking certain action will build momentum in succeeding. But when it comes to food stuff, you do have to somewhat, you can't just keep on resisting certain things and pushing yourself to eat a certain way without realizing that you're turning to food to meet certain needs, and to respect that and to move from there and to overcome emotional eating in that way. You can't keep on trying to match that energy. Like, as in, if you're not a vibrational match to overcoming that situation, you're not going to get back on track, because you're not happy with the way things are right now. Therefore, you'll continue to elicit behaviors that make you continue to be unhappy with the way things are, right? So it's really important. And when you get into that feeling of I'm gaining weight, and it gets traction and momentum, and it perpetuates this feeling of I'm gaining weight, because you feel bigger and you feel uncomfortable, and then you manifest more and more weight coming back on. So you have to understand that the reason why you fluctuate in weight, the reason why you gain weight so easily, not talking about practical stuff here, I'm talking about from a law of attraction perspective, it's because you've got a story that says, when I eat like this, I gain weight like this. Okay, and then it perpetuates and it continues, and you continue to elicit those behaviors that make you gain the weight back very, very quickly. And then you feel like you're off track, then you are off track, then you continue to manifest more situations where you're off track, because you're only focusing on action, you're not focusing on your energy. Okay, so it's really quite simple in these cases, is that you just have to you have to change the way you perceive where you're currently at, and you have to warm up the energy. You have to change how you feel about that situation to make it okay. And then you're a vibrational match to feeling okay, right? Because that's law of attraction, you guys. And it's just that when it comes to food and weight, it feels so counterintuitive, because we're taught so much that we should feel guilty about how we eat, right? So that's pretty much it for today. I just needed you guys to understand that getting back on track, first of all, needs to be about shifting your energy. And a lot of the time, when I say making your current situation okay, also doesn't mean that you think that you can just elicit emotional eating behaviors and still lose weight. So what I mean by that is, sometimes when I kind of give the green light to shift the energy around what you're currently doing now, it's more like, oh, okay, so let me just binge eat and it's okay. It's like, no, it's more like you start to connect with your body again. So like I said at the start of the episode, when you've been dieting, it's a disconnection from your body. And what this is about, it's about reconnecting to your genuine hunger and fullness, which is what I teach in the academy. So that's what I mean. Not from, because when you're emotionally eating, when you're indulging and you're gaining weight, it means you're operating from your head, not your actual hunger. Your head hunger is very different to your stomach hunger. And a lot of the time you won't know what that means because you're so disconnected from that. Because I didn't know what that meant. I was like, what the fuck? How do I trust my genuine hunger? There's no such a thing. Like, I can't trust my genuine hunger. And it's because I didn't have a connection with my genuine hunger. I was very, very, very disconnected from it. So anyway, you guys, I hope that was helpful in terms of getting yourself back on track. Just remember that you have to start to shift to an energy of love, and then you'll find it easier to get back on track and come into discipline, right? So that place of discipline has to come from an energy of love. It can't come from this place of, I need to look a certain way in order to be worthy and acceptable, because that energy will only cause struggle and angst around your dieting and the way you eat. You might look good, and this is what's really important to understand, is that there's a lot of people out there who look good, but they struggle internally and emotionally because they're applying dieting from a very forceful energy, and therefore they don't feel satisfied, okay? So it's really important to understand that no matter what your size, no matter what you look like, you want to have a good relationship with your body and you want to have a good relationship with food in order to enjoy life, yeah? But you can have both, okay? You get to have both. You get to have the weight loss and you get to have a good relationship with food. It just can take time for you to figure that energy out and just be patient with yourself, okay? Like, just be patient with yourself. Know that this is a process. Know that you get to achieve your outcome. The outcome is inevitable. As long as you keep doing the mental work, you keep on practicing. That's really what it's about. You keep on shifting your beliefs. You keep on practicing. You keep on doing that deep inner work. And you experiment with things, yeah? And you'll get there. Like, you will. And it will be okay. And the key is also not to be so dramatic about the weight gain or loss and what's going on there, because everything's going to be okay. I know that a week in dieting time can feel like a year in real time, like real time. And it's funny that when we have a goal, it's like, oh my God, it's going to take me that long. That when you feel that way, you know you're operating from the incorrect energy, because patience is really important, and you'll find patience when you've got that loosened energy. So when you're impatient about a manifestation, it's very much because you have too much, like you're requiring, like you're codependent on needing that outcome in order to be happy. And that's why you're impatient about having it. Yeah. So I do this too. I'm only human. But when I want certain things, if I get impatient about it, it means that there's a part of me that's not, like, I'm holding on too tightly, and I need to somewhat surrender and be like, this or something better. Like, I trust in the universe. I trust that my manifestation will come, you know, that there has to be that aspect. And if you're like feeling very focused on the scale to the point where it's like, oh my God, it's been a week and nothing's happened, or it's been 2 weeks and nothing's happened, or whatever the X amount of time is, it could even be 3 months and nothing's happened. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, but have you surrendered? Like, have you actually surrendered to the point where you're still aligning your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs? You're still taking action, but you have a life. Like, you've built a life outside of needing to see the scale shift and having happiness in other areas of life. So anyway, you babes, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'd love to hear from you. If you did, screenshot this episode and share on social media and tag me. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you, babes. And I will see you in the next episode. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.